It's Jesse Durante in the morning, and time for our court of public opinion. When dating a coworker, when it's against the rules, but you think you're going to go all the way with this relationship.
In for the long haul.
You keep it to yourself, or do you tell? Time to open up the court of public opinion. That's going on right now in Yesenia and Rialto's life. Yesenia works at a company where they are not allowed to fraternize. Not allowed to date amongst each other.
That complicates things for sure.
But she is currently not only dating, but getting in a very serious relationship with one of her coworkers on the down low. And at this point, she thinks they're in it for the long haul. They both agree that they're a couple for good, and she can see marriage in the future. But does not want to jeopardize her job. So, nor does he.
Sure, yeah.
So she actually wants to approach her boss and say, look, this has been going on, but we're not one of these couples that's going to create a bunch of drama at the workplace. Uh-huh. We're going to end up getting married.
This is legit.
And we want to continue working here together. Does she do this with her boss, or does she continue to keep this on the down low and keep it to herself? What do you think, Melissa?
I think that she should try to have a conversation with her boss and get her boss on her side. Because if it comes out, I think it will be better if it comes from her. And it kind of demonstrates maturity, professionalism, because she's coming to her and saying, you know what, this is going on. We're not going to be the type that does PDA. We're not going to bring drama. But I want to let you know, because this is serious, as opposed to someone outing her. And then I think the boss will be really irate over it because she was trying to do it behind the boss's back. But, you know, if she has a conversation with the boss, maybe they'll come over to her side and be like, well, they're getting married. I mean, this isn't just something for fun.
This does make sense.
They're Lauren. Getting married, or their thoughts of getting
married? They're thinking that's
they're
where
thinking
the path
that's where
is
it's
take
headed.
Them.
He's
now,
yet to propose,
she
obviously.
She has not proposed. They didn't say how long the relationship is going. I still think that they're still in the new, or like the beginning phases, because it sounds like she's in love. I think she should keep it on the DL. I think she shouldn't tell, because she needs to play it out a little bit longer and see where it's going. Because I would hate for her to say something and then it just ends abruptly. I think she should hold off a little bit.
I get
honest.
Both of your points. But honestly, I worked at a radio station previously where there's four couples that got together that are now still together, married with kids.
Oh, wow. See?
Of
so
people that I worked
it.
With.
It was worth breaking the rules.
Yeah, well, they didn't really have a hard and fast rule.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Discouraged, but it wasn't like a hard and fast rule. And like I said, four couples that I know met
still married.
Working at my old radio station are still married with kids, and they seem happy on social media. I mean,
it happens because you spend so much time with the work people, you know?
Yeah, it happens. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So the rule, although I get the point of it because you don't want to create a bunch of drama.
You could lose your job over it, too. And nowadays, you need to keep that job.
I get your point. I get Melissa's point. I'm going to side with Melissa, though. I think if they are out in front of this and go to their boss and say, look, we're not just playing around here. We're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be in on this, too. They both got to be serious.
This time,
and say,
I'm serious.
We're in this for the long haul, but we also want to continue to work here.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be professional.
Exactly. Can we continue on with this relationship? I think it's a good thing if they're out in front of it, too. What do you think? Phone lines are now open. Should Yesenia in Rialto tell her boss that she and her coworker are in a relationship or not?
Weigh in this morning, 1-909-798-5600. It's the Court of Public Opinion on COLA.
Remember, it could cost her her job because it's against the rules. So this is a really tricky situation. COLA 99.9, Jesse Durante in the morning. Yesenia in Rialto trying to make a change to her company's policy of no fraternizing. She is dating a coworker, and it's against the rules, and they're getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wondering if she should say something to her boss and be out in front of it.
Yeah.
And let them know that, hey, we're serious and going to end up being married here. And I kind of think it's a good thing to do, as does Melissa, but Lauren disagrees. We have Preston online in San Bernardino. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to agree with you. She should tell her boss. I mean, you don't want to poop where you eat, and maybe HR will put them on different shifts or something.
Oh, that's true.
We also got Doreen on the line, and you agree with Lauren?
I think you're right. I don't know, just staying on the low for a while. Just because you never know how they're going to react. I think they should wait until they get engaged, telling you the truth. Because you never know what this boss is really going to do. He might just say, fired, both of you. And that's not good for these days.
Exactly.
Okay, what are your thoughts? What should Yesenia and Rialto do? Dating her coworker when it's against the rules and they're getting serious. Things are getting serious. Should she tell? Keep it on the down low until they're engaged, at least. 1-909-798-5600. This is Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran in the morning here. Don't forget, in about an hour, your chance at our Escape to Hawaii party, where you might win a trip for two to Maui. We'll get you that keyword, get you those VIP passes in about an hour, around 7:40. Right now, though, Court of Public Opinion is all about Yesenia and Rialto, who's got a bit of a dilemma going on.
Yes, she is dating someone in the workplace, very serious about him, but it's not allowed. So she doesn't know if she should talk to her boss first.
Heather and Colton, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are she's already broken the rules. So if this is going to be a serious and long-term thing, one or both of them should look for another job before coming out to their boss saying, hey, if you don't accept this, I'll turn in my resignation and he can stay, or vice versa.
Oh, that's a good plan.
It's a good alternative.
Because the problem is, even if they are in it for the long haul, what happens when they get married? They're both going to take time off and work will suffer. And that's probably why they had this hard and fast rule.
But what if they both love their jobs and they don't want to leave?
Yeah, if they both love their jobs and don't want
to
leave,
sometimes you have to pick between the love of your life and the love for your job.
I get your point, Heather. So keep it on the down low is what she's saying. What are your thoughts? What should Yesenia and Rialto do about this serious relationship at work that's not allowed?
Tell us what you think. 1-909-798-5600.
Snow level going to be dropping down to possibly 3,000 feet by tomorrow. We have rain on the way. It's Cola 99.9. Jesse Duran, Melissa, and Lauren here. And the Court of Public Opinion, before we get to our verdict, let me flash back to what's going on. Yesenia Rialto reached out to us. So she has a no dating amongst coworkers policy going on at her job. Problem is, she has been dating a coworker. Not just dating, but they are serious.
Yeah.
And talking of forever. So at this point, neither of them want to lose their jobs. They both like where they work.
But they don't want to break up either.
They don't want to break up, and they don't want to have to quit and have somebody move away. She's considering going to the boss and explaining
outing herself
and explaining their dilemma and hoping for the best. Should she do that, or should she continue to keep it on the down low? Pete and Cala Mesa, your thoughts. A few more calls here before we get to our verdict.
No, I think she should keep this on the low until she finds out more about the two just in general. Because are they both mature enough to handle situations that may come from this? Let's say a male gets into with the female and he doesn't know if they're a serious couple and says something derogatory about her.
Now you're going to have fighting amongst
in the workplace.
Coworkers because of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there could be favoritism if they're not in the same job position and stuff like that. So
yeah, so I would think just keep this on the low for a little while and see how this plays out.
Thanks, Pete.
Also got Glenn on the line. Your thoughts?
I think both of them need to go tell the boss what's going on. And maybe if the boss actually looks at their work record, he will change the policy, non-fraternization amongst employees.
That could happen.
That's what she's considering doing.
Or she could fire both of them or give them an ultimatum.
But I think it shows respect when you're willing to be honest and tell someone what's actually going on.
Absolutely. And if they get fired, then obviously the job wasn't worth having in the first place.
One final caller, Annie in San Bernardino. What should Yesenia do?
Well, I was raised with a little phrase here. What happens in the dark always comes to the light.
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
Yeah. talk about it. Because, you know what? Somebody's going to snitch.
The truth shall set you free.
So you agree with Melissa and I that you should say something before it gets out and you look even worse.
Before they're caught.
Yeah.
Okay, it is time for our verdict. All rise in our court of public opinion. 78% of you agreed with Lauren that you should keep it to yourself.
Too risky.
Oh,
stay on the down low until at least there's a rock.
I just hope you don't get caught, Yesenia.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Uh-huh.
But we'll have another court of public opinion. Obviously, a lot of text messages came in on Lauren's behalf. Yesenia saying, you got to keep this on the down low. Another court of public opinion next Thursday morning at 6:30. You can always reach out to us with your dilemma at Jesse Duran in the morning on Instagram. Coming up next, Celebrity Scoop.